Hi, this is Tom Gary, and welcome to the iBlue Showcase episode number 27. You know, I've been thinking about things the last couple weeks, and you know, it's kind of hard not to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, but you know, you kind of have to dance around it because you don't want to anger people. And you know people are going to get angry no matter what you do, so you just kind of avoid it. But you know the thing that bothers me? It's a couple things. First off is that, you know, I think people have lost hope. And I think when you lose hope, you've lost everything. Because the old Greek myth of Pandora opening the box and all the evil in the world goes out of the box and destroys everything, but there's one thing left in the box, and that was hope. And you know the thing that hope is about, that's what the blues is about. Because if you listen to the blues, it's all about hope. You know, unlike a lot of popular music, you know, when you hear a blues song, they talk about how bad things are. You know, you hear that, you'll hear a verse say, but I'm gonna pick myself up, pick up my bags, and I'm going to carry on, and I'm moving on. Things like that, because the blues is about hope, and that's why it's been around for so long. You know, the thing that saddens me is there are so many young people who say they don't like the blues. Well, I got to be honest with you, if you don't have the blues, you don't have hope, and a lot of you are feeling that right now. You know, my hope, to use the term, is that you'll go back and listen to some of these shows if you've accidentally stumbled on us and see that I'm telling you the truth. Because when you, if you had a little empathy about, you know, what it would have been like for African Americans living in the South from after the Civil War to today, I mean, it has not been easy, and hope has been what got people through. And we've been blessed that they have given that music to us and to the world and to the universe. And we need to keep it going because I think it's the only thing we got left. So I hope tonight that you'll enjoy our little show and maybe you can restore a little hope in the world. I certainly hope so. God bless you. Hi, this is Tom Gary. It is Sunday, November 27th, 2016. Yep, that's the big show. But until that airs, you got this one. This is part two of March 1st, 2003. I was wrong earlier. I said 27. It's actually episode 28. They're starting to blend together now. I'm sorry, people. this show will have Larry Stoltenberg, also known as Red, of Red Ned, then Don Brown and me and the house band will do, I think, one song, and then we'll end with the jam, and it will be basically everybody but I think Kyle Dean Patton sings on it. I'm not really sure what happened. It sounds to me like we had a fourth guest that didn't show up, which, believe it or not, actually happened quite often at the Iowa Blue Showcase. So, anyway, it's a good show. Hope you enjoy it. As for tonight, or if you've already downloaded this after Sunday, you missed it, it'll be Clarence Key, Tina Haas, Bob Pace, Matt Woods, Harlan Thomas, and Kent Burnside. I did have James Bean, but he's got a gig, and so he's not going to make it. So I'm seeing if I can get him in the December show. So, and then the December 11th show, which is coming up really quick. It's only like, I think, 3 weeks after this show, or 2 weeks after this show. Big Al Daughtry, Sardana and the Blue Flames. Brandon Dennis and Jesse Moore, and J.C. Anderson, Dewey Cantrell, and hopefully James Bean if we can fit him in there. So, sounds like pretty good shows. So anyway, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully this, you know, this, I'm not going to lie to you and say that this is going to be a stellar show, but it's a good show with good people. And, you know, these people, especially Red, I don't know how Red's doing. I haven't seen Red for a while to check into him, but there's this small cluster of musicians out there in Huxley, south of Ames, and even Ames, and amazing group of guys that just have gone under the radar for decades. This is, you know, and I always kind of bring that up when he come onto the show. So anyway, I'm not going to come back at the end of this show. Got a nice clean ending. So like I said, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and we'll probably be running a Christmas show or two coming up before the 11th. So, and then after the 11th, no more big shows. I know it's kind of sad, but we will try to record some live shows starting in either February or March. And as soon as that happens, I'll let you know. And these will be smaller shows, more acoustic blues. And does that mean the end of the big shows? No, we'll still do big shows. Just right now, like I said before, I think last week, it's just the problem is financial. It's hard to get guys to play for free. And rightly so, you know. I mean, as you can tell, these are quality musicians, and these guys put on a great show, and they deserve to get paid. So we've got to rethink some things, but the show will go on. I have plenty of material, so we'll be fine. So anyway, God bless you. Have a good, great holidays, and we'll see you next week.
Anyway, welcome back to the second hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gehry. This hour of the showcase, we have Larry Stoltenberg, known as Red. And then also, we have Don Brown and myself. We're probably going to do some tunes, and we're going to feature the saxophone. So that'll be kind of neat. And then we'll have the big jam session at the end, whoever's left, although most of your guests are bailing on us tonight. But that's okay. That's okay. But anyway, most of you guys know Red. This is his third time here at the showcase. And he's from up north where there's just a ton of musicians that are just, I don't know, less than 20 miles north of here in a little burg of Huxley and Kelly. There's all these great guys. And we're trying to get him down here into Des Moines to play. And his band is Red and Ed, and they're kind of a cross between the Grateful Dead and Fish and a lot of other those cool bands. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's hear it for Red.
Yeah. Thank you much. Like you. Thank you much. You know, it's kind of hard to get up here cold and just be at your best, but I try hard. see, baby. And sometimes my baby comes see me. Sometimes I go see, baby. And sometimes my baby, she comes see me. Got a funny, funny feeling.
Yes. So where did we leave off last time?
Where did we leave off?
There's something about the epic burg of Huxley and all the great...
The Ballard District, Huxley, Kelly,
yes. So
Cambridge.
Did y'all go to school together or something? Or?
No, I grew up in Mason City.
Oh.
Way up north.
So what was Mason City like, cold?
It was cold in the winter. Snow all winter covering the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Feet of it, yeah.
Yeah, like 5 miles uphill in the snow to get to school and stuff?
Both directions,
yeah. So where did you learn to play a guitar? Was it up there or when you came down here?
No, it was up there. Got a cheap acoustic guitar, and I just listened to records and just figured it out and just...
And who were your early influences?
Those crazy 60s guys, you know, those...
Ah.
The British Invasion and all the crazy psychedelic era guys and
cool.
Clapton, Page, and Beck and all those.
Oh, yeah, you can hear a lot
love
of that.
Love to listen to
yeah.
that stuff. Well, it all goes in and it all comes out, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All mixed up.
Yeah. No, we like your stuff a lot. That's why we like having you here.
Thanks. I appreciate the invite. A lot of good players and a lot of nice people here, so it's yeah. nice to come by.
Well, we're hoping that we can get the Ames guys hooked up with the Des Moines guys, and, you know, it's kind of nice so that people know that there's more than Scott Cochran up here. That's an inside joke. You all had to know all the Des Moines musicians and know Scotty and all that.
Okay, everybody can laugh at it.
Thank you. That was nice. Well, anyway, we you got one more tune there for us.
Yeah, slipping in on bass here is my longtime friend and colleague, Mr. Neil Smith.
Hey!
We're going to do a song he wrote, send this one out to Chuck's establishment because it's about that brown liquid we all like to drink in the morning. Morning, you half fall out of bed, tumble into the shower and get the sleep out of your head. Get the new day started, you got a steady job to go to. Crawl into the kitchen, you know what you gotta do. Sweep the floor. You don't like the way you do it. You gotta do it all once more. Work is piling up. Get it done without delay. Boss comes round the corner. You know what he gonna say. Thank you.
it for Red.
Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. We'll be right back with the house band. We're going to do a little saxophone music here, and then we'll have the great jam session following that. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tom Gehry from the Out of Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. The page is dedicated to local musicians where you can post photos, videos, links to music, anything that supports music. And it doesn't have to be a band either. You can be a fan of a band, as long as it's blues. And especially local. National acts, they can take care of themselves. But you know what? There wouldn't be national acts or regional acts unless there's local bands. So help them out. They'd appreciate it. Join us. Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Thanks.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Well, anyway.
Was he going to come down? Or you going to do the?
Who?
Play? We're going to showcase him over there.
Yes, Don's going to be showcased here.
Right
and
there,
me.
Not here.
Well, no, right there.
He's fine. Got his mic there.
Then he can come over there.
We'll turn our attention to him, don't worry.
Don't worry. We're going to share, because I'm showcasing myself, too. I've never been showcased in the 3 years that we've done this. So I think I'm entitled.
There's a reason. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
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 That's right.
Well, not really. I've showcased every week, actually.
Yeah.
Me and Frank, we're always out front. Everybody knows about us. Anyway, this is a little Johnny Ace tune, but it's also kind of like Louis Jordan, so that's why this would work good with the saxophone.
C.
Kevin, a little more piano. We'll be right back. for me. Well, Jenny, 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 won't you please come along with me? If the butter comes up, then we better be in by three. Don't you be mad at me. Confused. I had harmonica and harmonica going like this and this on me, and I was like, oh man. Well, anyway, well, I'll tell you what, Don wanted to play a Story Monday, and this guy can sing it pretty good, so I think we're going to hook up these two guys and do a little Story Monday, and then we're going to jump right to the jam session because we're running out of time because we had too much fun today. Since we're having so much fun, why don't we get Red up here too so we can just go ahead and start the jam.
Yeah, Red.
Thank you.
John Brown on the saxophone.
Thank you.
rhythm section.
John Lee Egan and Rick Mosqueda, the rhythm section.
Showcase is brought to you by Chili Head Records, Des Moines' newest digital studio, and by Starry Nights Coffee House, now in its new location, located in the heart of the DMAC campus, Building 5, Ankeny, Iowa. And also our newest sponsor, Lawson's Books. Our books don't stink, located on East 6th and Locust Grand Avenue, that's right. Go on, stop on by, say hi to Mr. Marty O'Lean, the proprietor of the store, and you'll see him there, making sure that all the books smell nice and clean for you. Also, our show is produced by Tom Gehry, Jay Taylor, Frank Strong, and John O. Smith. Engineered by Jay Taylor. Written by Frank Strong. Musical direction by John O. Smith. My name is Tom Gehry. Join us next week when we have C.C. Stewart, Gary Smith, Steve George, and the amazing, the wonderful, the sexy Heather West. I want to thank y'all for coming out. We had a wonderful time. We'll be right back here next week. So come on back. Enjoy the show. Drive home. Be safe. We love you. Thank you very much.